Good morning, I'm Doug Donahoe. It's time for the Chamber Corner, brought to you by Idaho Insurance Specialists. You live the good life, now choose to protect it. Give Michelle Sandoz a call at 788-9209 and check them out on Facebook. All right, joining me in the studio today, the executive director of the Chamber, it's Jeff Bacon. We're going back to the 80s, baby.
Yeah, with the Hoff.
Yeah, international singing sensation, David Hasselhoff. I guess he's like a god.
In Germany,
everywhere
he is,
but
yeah.
Here.
Everywhere but here.
He's, now, and I'm told he's still pretty good eye candy, too, so for
yeah,
Baywatch.
I met him once. He definitely had that star quality.
Yeah.
You expected little diamonds to be, you know, the glinting out of his teeth when the sun hit him kind of thing.
Well, enough about him. Hey, we're having a good summer so far.
Oh, it's been great. And it's, way not over.
No.
We have so much going on this weekend.
We got a long way to go.
And, hey, Doug, the Chamber does a lot of things behind the scenes for our membership, and one of those is to help advocate for a strong business environment, whether that's locally at a state level or, last week, at a federal level. Last week, the Chamber was invited to participate in discussions with the Federal Office of Advocacy and talk about federal regulations that are creating unfair advantages for larger corporations and putting an unfair burden on small business. We had some great discussions. It was very interesting to see how many organizations came with examples of unfair trade rules, burdensome restrictions, and best of all, great input on how to fix some of these problems. We're reaching out to our membership to get their feedback on examples of regulations gone amok. If you would like to voice some concerns regarding federal regulations, we want to know. Contact the Chamber offices and let us know about how we can enhance the business environment in the Valley by taking a look at federal regulations that you feel put an unfair burden on small business.
All right.
And it's coming soon.
Yeah.
The Great American Eclipse.
I'm ready.
It's going to make its North American tour, one day only, August 21st.
It'll be the best 2 minutes of your day.
Best 2 minutes of your year, probably.
Yeah.
We'd like to help the Valley get a little better prepared for the onslaught of visitors that will be coming into the or through the Wood River Valley. For this once-in-a-lifetime event. This is going to stress our infrastructure like nothing else has. So you need to get yourself educated, get yourself prepared. And this evening, the Chamber and the Haley Public Library is holding a small presentation at the library to get people up to speed on the eclipse. Answer some questions, maybe get some understanding of what to expect. Come join us at 6 o'clock at the library for Chips and Eclipse. We'll have representatives there from our emergency services team to give us an update on what they're going to do to get ready and some tips for business owners and families. If you don't feel like you have enough information about what's coming, please join us tonight, 6 o'clock at the Haley Public Library. Chips and salsa provided by KB's.
All right. Hey, tomorrow's Thursday. It's
yes.
The July Baw.
It is at Sawtooth Brewery. It's going to be fun. We're giving out the awards for the parade winners, and also the Bloody Mary Challenge winner will be announced from the 4th of July.
All right.
Should be fun. That's it. Starts at 5 o'clock, Sawtooth Brewery Tap Room in Haley. And, boy, just, yeah, so much going on this weekend. Participants in this year's Sun Valley Road Rally will travel from all over the world to enjoy this unique experience of driving at top speed on 4 miles of public road. Spectators watch the fastest cars in the world at speeds over 230 miles an hour. Whew. Weekend kicks off on Friday with the Sun Valley Cruise and Block Party. They are expecting up to 200 cars to take part in the 5-mile scenic route around Sun Valley and end up at Festival Meadows on Sun Valley Road. That gets kicked off at 6 o'clock.
You can look, don't touch.
Yeah, boy, that's for sure. And that's on Friday. And then on Saturday, the drivers will get ready for the experience of a lifetime as they push their cars to the limit on Gannett Road south of Bellevue with no speed limit. Mm-hmm. Spectator tickets are still available. Check out thedrugcoalition.org for more information on that. And also this weekend, the venerable Sun Valley Center for the Arts wine auction is happening Thursday through Saturday. The Friday gala dinner is sold out, which we always expect.
Right.
But there are still some tickets available for Saturday Vine and Dine event. And that gets started at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Go check out sunvalleycenter.org for more info on that. And last but certainly not least, on Sunday, July 23rd, the 16th annual motorcycle escort supporting Camp Rainbow Gold comes to town. The community is encouraged to line the sidewalks and welcome these special campers starting in Bellevue at 1:30. Escort kicks off in Boise with the Boise Valley Motor Riders Motorcycle Club. The club will escort this very special bus filled with youth campers from ages 6 to 12. They're heading north to camp. The campers will spend a week away from the hospitals and doctors and the daily reminders of their struggles with cancer. The bus will continue to Bellevue Memorial Park, where riders will join up with hundreds of motorcyclists from southern Idaho. And together they will escort the bus 14 miles north of Ketchum to Cathedral Pines, where the campers will begin their adventure. The community is invited to the festivities at Bellevue Memorial Park. Music and barbecue kick off at 11 a.m. and the barbecue lunch served by Mahoney's Bar and Grill. Folks can expect the bus filled with campers to arrive in Bellevue approximately 1:30 and then make its way north to Cathedral Pines. Timing and updates will be provided at the Camp Rainbow Gold Facebook page. That's Camp Rainbow Gold, Inc.
All right, this is such a cool event, too. Kids, like you say, getting away from the hospitals and the treatments and all, and getting to experience life
right.
like kids deserve like a kid. Chance to do. And exactly. so it just kind of adds to the whole journey when we're on the streets, cheering them on, waving.
Absolutely.
It's an awesome event. So, yep. All right, Jeff Bacon with the Chamber. This week's edition of the Chamber Corner, Catch 95.